When this area struck it rich, the town was growing so quickly, they were renting the barber chairs as a place to sleep each evening. It was a booming place that made history, and you can still see it in its heyday. It's this edition of the American Countryside.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture is what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
In January of 1901, oil was struck at Spindletop Hill in Beaumont, Texas. It was the first oil gusher of its kind, and people flooded to this area for an oil boom. So many came here so quickly, housing could not be erected for everyone.
There was no place for them to sleep. There were no beds, and so a lot of them used the barbershop chairs. They rented those out to sleep in overnight. They would also take train rides for the nighttime back to Houston and then back the next morning just so they could sleep.
Gina Summey says boomtown sprung up in and around Beaumont. Oil production continues in southeastern Texas yet today, but the flow of oil from Spindletop, while prolific for many years, began to wane over time.
It fizzled out because we had mined all the oil and the sulfur and the salt dome. Spindletop Hill actually kind of depressed, collapsed, and right now it's kind of a swamp.
People knew this was an important point in the country's industrial history, and while years passed, the significance of the place was not lost. Many of the major oil companies of today got their start with the gusher here at Spindletop. Spindletop Boomtown Museum shares the story and includes a replica of the oil derrick where the Lucas Gusher rocketed upward.
We do a gusher reenactment, so it is a replica of the Lucas Gusher, and it shoots 100 feet into the air just like the Lucas Gusher would, and it's water, but it's a really good show. It's really amazing to watch it.
It's amazing to see the modern-day gusher, and the water is much cleaner than the original oil that spewed across the landscape for several days back in 1901. The museum and grounds host many events and share the history of this noteworthy spot from over a century ago. Traveling the countryside in Beaumont, Texas, I'm Andrew McRae.